Once upon a time, there was a poor miller who had a very beautiful daughter named Winifred. Because she was so beautiful, the miller made up his mind she ought to be queen. But Winifred, who was sensible and modest, as well as beautiful, tried to argue him out of the idea.
Father, really, it's an impossible idea.
I don't see why. Everybody says he's looking for a bride.
Well, maybe so, but he's looking for a princess. Not a poor miller's daughter.
You're better looking than any princess. Oh, if there were just some way I could bring you to the king's notice. I know. First off, we must go to the city. Find some way to visit the castle.
Father, no. Oh, I'm sorry. But it would be folly to do what you suggest. And besides, the king isn't even in the city now.
What?
Don't you remember, Father? That traveler the other day when he stopped here at the mill... He said the king and his counselor had gone to the next kingdom on an affair of state.
Oh, that's right. Well, we'll put off the trip then, till we know he's returned. But then, no more arguments, Winifred, for I'm bound you shall marry the king.
What are we going to do, Michaelis? You're my counselor. Counsel me now.
Sire, your majesty, I wish that I could, but I never dreamed that our visit to the next kingdom would be so unsuccessful. I was sure Prince Peter would lend us the gold we needed.
Well, but he didn't. So what are we going to do? The treasury is almost empty. We have to have gold.
I know. But look, your majesty, there's a mill up ahead. Let us dismount and rest there a while. You're tired. You need food and drink.
I need gold.
Come now, here we are. Rein in your horse. Whoa!
Well, all right. But it's no use, Michaelis.
Yes, gentlemen, may I... Can it be? His Majesty.
That's right, fellow. The king would like to rest a while under the trees. And if you could provide His Majesty with something to eat and drink?
Oh, of course, yes, yes. His Majesty himself, here, right here in my own courtyard... Winifred! Oh, Winifred! Come at once!
Your Majesty, sit down. Food and drink will be here shortly.
Yes, yes, I've called my daughter. Oh, this is a miracle.
Counselor, why couldn't we sell the tapestries?
Have you forgotten, Your Majesty? They were sold a month ago.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, Father, you called me?
Winifred, it's the king himself, right here. Your Majesty... My daughter, Winifred. And if I may be so bold, may I ask if you've ever seen a lovelier maiden?
Eh? What's that? Counselor, the gold candelabras and silver platters, we could sell them.
They're already sold, sire.
But, Your Majesty, you never even looked at my daughter.
Father, please, His Majesty is worried, tired, and hungry too, I'm sure. I'll go get some cakes and wine.
But, Winifred... Oh, all right. She'll be right back, Your Majesty, and you'll have another chance to see how beautiful she is. Her hair is the color of gold itself.
The color of gold. Plenty of things are the color of gold. It's gold itself I need.
Your Majesty, I pray you to listen. I'll vow no princess is as lovely as my daughter. None is as good and kind either. Why, Winifred has a heart of gold.
Heart of gold, hair of gold. Counselor... Is this fellow babbling this way on purpose to torment me?
Be silent, Miller.
Oh, sire, Your Majesty, I assure you I meant no harm.
I know. We can sell the crown jewels.
Your Majesty, I'm sorry. But that is impossible. I explained to you. The crown jewels belong to the kingdom itself. No one can sell them.
Well then, Counselor, how are we going to fill the treasury? How?
Your Majesty, my daughter could fill it for you. She could get you all the gold you wanted.
Your daughter could what?
Yes, yes, it's true. She knows a certain magic. A magic that would give you all the gold you needed.
What sort of magic? Speak up, man.
Why, the thing is, you see, she can spin straw into gold.
What?
It's not possible.
Yes, it is. Truly, it is. Marry her, Your Majesty. Make her your queen. Have all the gold you wish, all the time.
Marry her? My word, if it's true, if she can do what he says, I'll marry her on the instant. I'd marry any woman who could turn straw into gold.
Wait a moment, Your Majesty. One moment, please. This could save the kingdom, I know, but you must test the truth of this marvelous claim before you do anything rash.
Test it? Oh, yes, yes, I guess you're right, Counselor.
Here are the cakes and fruit, Your Majesty. I'm sorry we've nothing better.
Never mind that, never mind. Your father says you can spin straw into gold.
What?
You will accompany us back to the castle at once, where a room full of straw will be provided for you. Spin it into gold by tomorrow morning, and be my queen. Fail.
Fail, and you will die. No one should make a promise so great who isn't prepared to back it with her life.
But wait. Wait, I don't understand. I made no promise.
Come, no more talk. You'll have your chance to show your worth.
Spin a room full of straw into gold by morning, and you shall be queen. Fail, girl, and you shall die.
Oh, how could Father? How could he have done this to me?
What's the matter, Millerby? Why do you weep?
Where did you come from? Who are you?
Never mind that. Who I am, where I go, it's not for such as you to know. Tell me, why do you weep?
Oh, I weep because tomorrow morning I must die. Tomorrow morning, the king will have me killed.
Well, now, that is rather dismal. But why? Why is he going to kill you?
Well, you see all the straw in this room? Bales and bales of
it. Certainly I see it. I'm not blind.
I'm supposed to spin it into gold by tomorrow morning. And of course I can't, so I shall die.
Well, now, I don't know. What would you give me if I did the job for you, Miller Maid?
If you... You mean... You could spin straw into gold?
Of course I could. What would you give me if I do it for you?
Oh, dear. Well, what do I have? I know. My necklace. The necklace my mother left me. Here. Would you do it if I gave you this?
Well, it's not so bad. I don't really like jewelry. But, well, all right.
Oh.
Get up and let me sit in front of the spinning wheel there, and I'll have this straw transformed in no time.
Really? Oh, you strange, wonderful little man. You're saving my life.
Yes, yes. Out of my way now. Here I go. Foot on the treadle. Straw on the spindle. Wheel, wheel, turn and fold. All the straw to shining gold.
Yes? Yes?
His Majesty the King is here.
Oh, haven't come in. I'm ready.
We have come to see if you have... Saints above!
She did it! By all the saints, she did know the magic! Look, Counselor, all around the room where the straw was piled. Gold! Oh, is it real? It is! It's real, real solid gold. We're saved, Counselor. We can pay our debt to the kingdom of Asbestia. There won't be a war. Thank heavens.
Yes, thank heavens. I agree, sire.
And also, thank this young maiden who worked the magic. Look at her, Counselor. She's lovely.
Yes, Your Majesty. You didn't notice yesterday that she was very beautiful.
No, I noticed nothing yesterday. All I could think about was the gold we needed, but now... Forgive me, I'm afraid I don't even know your name.
My name is Winifred, Your Majesty.
Winifred. I would offer you my deepest thanks for the work you have done. And, wait, wasn't there more? Counselor, didn't I say I would make this maiden my queen if she succeeded in what she promised?
You did, Your Majesty.
Truly, I don't know how I could find a lovelier bride if I looked all over the kingdom.
Nor a richer one, Your Majesty. You'll do well indeed to make her your queen. Whenever you want for gold, you've only to ask her to spin.
Oh, no, Your Majesty, please. I was able to do what you asked this time. But I beg of you, do not ask me to do it again. Forget your promise to marry me. I have no desire to be queen, not at such a price.
My dear, your feeling does you credit. Of course you don't want to feel that I ask you to marry me just because of your magic power to transform straw into gold.
But I cannot do it again. It's impossible. Oh, let me return to my home now.
No, my dear, no. Now that I really see your loveliness, I cannot lose you. If I promise you, you need never spin straw into gold again. Then will you stop looking so frightened? Will you say yes?
You'll never ask me to do it again?
Your Majesty, you can't promise anything so foolish.
Silence, Michaelis. I promise, Winifred. Now will you marry me?
Oh, yes, Your Majesty, yes. In that case, I will be happy to be your queen.
Your Highness, here you are.
Why, yes, Lord Counselor. You wish to see me?
I have not yet given you my congratulations, Queen Winifred. Today, as you and King Andrew celebrate your first wedding anniversary, my only wish is that you will know 50 more years. Just as happy.
Why, thank you, Lord Counselor. Oh, we have been happy. Happier than I ever dreamed one could be. Only tell me, Lord Counselor.
Yes, Your Highness?
For the last few weeks, it seems as though something has been worrying my husband. Is something wrong, Lord Counselor? Please tell me. I can't bear to see him unhappy.
Well, perhaps you should know. That gold you spun out of straw over a year ago. Yes, it turned out there was not enough of it to pay the full debt we owe to Asvestia.
Oh, no.
The Asvestians were satisfied for a while, but of late they have been growing more and more angry in their demands. They want the rest of the money at once.
Oh, no wonder he looks so worried.
The Asvestians love war. Almost any excuse is enough for them. Your Highness, do you want war?
I? Of course not.
Then surely you'll be happy to serve your king and your country by using your magic power again and spinning straw into gold for him.
But, Counselor, I can't.
Can't? What sort of word is that when it's plain you can and did and now it's needed as it never was before?
But, Lord Counselor, oh.
Winifred, Winifred, my dear.
Andrew, what is it?
I can't help it. I must break my promise to you, the promise that I'd never ask you to spin straw into gold again. It's that or war that would kill hundreds.
But, Andrew, my husband, if you only knew how gladly I would if I could.
You can, you must. Oh. I have ordered the ballroom filled with straw. Won't you go there at once and begin spinning?
Oh, Andrew, I will try. That's all I can promise.
Very well, that's all I ask. Then by morning, I know the ballroom will be filled with gold. Come, Winifred, please start at once.
Oh, little man, come to me. I need you more than ever. Oh, suppose he doesn't answer me. Please come, little man. Help me.
Very well. Here I am, Queen Winifred.
Oh, how glad I am to see you. Will you help me again as you did before?
My, my. Again you face the prospect of being killed if you don't spin this straw into gold.
No, not killed. But you see, I want the gold spun because I truly love my husband. He must have gold to avoid a war. Will you spin the straw for me?
What will you give me if I do spin the straw for you?
Oh, anything. Anything you want. Look, I've brought all my jewel cases.
Oh, bother the jewel cases. I don't care for jewels. I'll spin the straw for you on one condition, Queen Winifred.
Name it, little man.
Very well. I would ask that you give me your firstborn child to comfort me in my old age.
But I have no child, little man.
No, not now. But one of these days you may. And if and when, you'll give him to me. Agreed?
Don't jest with me. Help me.
I'm not joking. Those are my terms. Agreed?
Oh, what can I say? There'll be war if I don't get the gold for my husband. Yes, I have no choice. Anything, little man, if you will spin the straw into gold for me.
Very well. It is a bargain. Let me sit at the spinning wheel. Wheel, wheel, turn and fold. All the straw to shining gold. We'll burn and hold.
Ah, come now, baby. Smile. Smile again. Oh, that's the way.
Yeah, smile, little son.
There. He did smile for you. Oh, isn't he a wonderful baby husband?
Oh, the most wonderful ever, my dear. We are indeed blessed. The country at peace. A handsome, healthy baby.
Yes. I must tuck him in now. Here we go, darling.
Winifred, I have a meeting in the council chamber. I'll see you a little later, my dear.
Yes, my husband. All right now, darling. Blankets up. So, draw the curtains. And now... What's that? Oh!
Yes, I've come for my reward, Queen Winifred.
Your reward? What are you talking about, little man?
Have you forgotten? A year ago, when I spun a room full of straw into gold for you, you promised me your firstborn child. I've come for him.
Oh, no. No, you wouldn't take my baby. You couldn't.
You promised him to me.
Oh, you're right. I did promise. But, little man, have you no pity? Listen, I'll give you jewels worth a king's ransom.
I don't want jewels. I want you to keep your promise.
My baby. Oh, little man, is there no way I can touch your heart? Nothing I can do or give you instead? Ask for anything else.
I see. You want a bargain. Very well.
You'll take something else?
No. I'm offering you a chance to save your baby. Guess my name by Sunday next, and I'll let you keep him.
Guess your name by Sunday? Is your name so difficult, then?
You will see. I will give you 3 nights, ending on the beginning of the Sabbath. If you do not know it then... I will take your baby and you'll never see him again.
I'll know it. I won't rest a minute until I find it out. You shan't have my baby.
We shall see, Queen Winifred. I will be back tomorrow night. Farewell till then.
I did not fail you or my husband when you needed gold. Now I ask your help.
But of course, Your Highness.
The life of the little prince is in danger.
What? Tell me, who dares?
No, I can't explain. This is what you must do. Find fast messengers you can rely on. Get the speediest horses. Send these men out to every part of the kingdom to find the most unusual names there are.
Unusual names?
Don't ask questions, please. Simply believe me. Will you send out 2 dozen messengers at once, Counselor? Have them list every name they find, and then bring the lists to me by tomorrow night. And please, Lord Counselor, hurry, for the sake of the little prince. Counselor, you have the lists?
Here they are, Your Majesty. The messengers went everywhere.
Good. And have they started out again on fresh horses?
Yes, Highness. In case the name you wish is not here, we shall surely find it by tomorrow night.
Yes, we must. And thank you for your help, Lord Counselor. Will you go now?
Of course, Your Highness. And don't worry. Please.
Don't worry. You're here.
Yes, I'm here. Have you found my name?
First, do you swear to tell me if I guess correctly?
Yes, I swear.
Very well. Is it Sheepshanks?
No.
Crookshanks?
No.
Dobrochek?
No.
I have only 2 more. Is it Kashib?
No.
Well, then, it is Avasamad.
No, you're miles away from it. I told you you'd never get it.
But I will. I've 2 more nights. Come back tomorrow night. I'll have it. I will not lose my baby.
Very well. Till tomorrow night, Your Highness. See you then. Good evening again, Your Highness. Here I am, ready for our contest. What have you to offer me tonight in the way of name?
Tonight, I'm sure I have it. Is it Al-Rashid?
No, indeed.
Is it Kazruka?
Wouldn't have it on a bet.
Ahmed Bakned?
What?
Oh, only one more left. Is it Baba Musta?
No, no, and tomorrow's your last chance. I'll be back at the stroke of 12 tomorrow night, Queen Winifred.
Counselor. Counselor. Counselor.
Yes, Your Highness?
Send out every man under your command at once. I've only 24 hours left to save the prince. Hurry, hurry, and tell the riders to go everywhere to the farthest nook and cranny of the kingdom at once.
Where are we? I've never seen this woods before.
Nor I. Looks ghostly. And not a soul anywhere. We won't find any information here.
Right. There's no one to ask. We're just wasting time. And only 3 hours left before the queen must have the name.
We could scarcely get back in time, even if we started now. But what more could we do than we've done? We've ridden everywhere.
Wait. What's that?
I hear someone laughing.
Shh.
Today I brew, tomorrow I bake. Tonight, the queen's child I take.
Shh. Did you hear that?
Let's get closer.
For little dame's my royal dame, that Rumpelstiltskin is my name.
Tonight, the queen's child I take.
For little dames, my royal dame, that Rumpelstiltskin is my name.
Glory be to heaven, that must be it.
Rumpelstiltskin. Come, man, come. We must ride for our lives. Ride for the life of the little prince.
Yes, yes. To the palace. Hurry.
Good evening, Queen Winifred.
Good evening, little man.
Is the baby all ready to go with me when I leave?
The baby will be ready if I fail.
Which you will. Save time. Hand him over now.
Touch him on peril of your life. I shall guess your name now.
Oh, all right. But hurry.
Is it Tom?
Tom? What an idea.
Dick?
Dick? You're really wide of the mark.
Well, then, Harry?
And now, if that's your last guess, the child, please.
No, one more guess.
Well?
Is it Rumpelstiltskin?
Oh, how did you find it? How? You sorceress!
Don't stamp your foot like that. You'll wake the bitch.
A demon has told you. I am ruined.
Look out.
Ow,
the floor is cracking. And he's gone. Just disappeared through a hole in the floor.
What in the world is going on in here? What's wrong, Winifred?
Oh, my husband. We had a caller, and he was so angry because you were not here, he stamped on the floor till it collapsed, and he disappeared into the earth.
How extremely curious. What was his name?
His name was Rumpelstiltskin.
Rumpel what?
Rumpelstiltskin.
Rumpel? Anybody with a name like that deserves to disappear.
Yes, and he has. For good, thank heavens. Oh, let us wake the baby, my love, even though it is midnight, and hold him close as we start a new day, rejoicing.